John chapter 9, 30-35. The man answered and said to them, "Why, here is an amazing thing, that you do not know where he is from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone is God-fearing and does his will, he hears him. Since time began, it has never been heard that anyone opened the eyes of the one born blind. If this man was not from God, he could do nothing." They answered and said to him, "You are wholly born in sins, and you are teaching us?" And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and he found him and said, "Do you believe into the Son of God?"
The blind man came to believe in Jesus as the Son of God. The blind man received his sight by a kind of obscure believing. He believed, but he was not clear. He was simply innocent. He believed without really knowing who Jesus was. He believed in an innocent way. Although he did not know adequately who Jesus was, he did believe that Jesus was someone special, and he argued about this with the Pharisees. Eventually, the Pharisees cast him out. Then the Lord Jesus found him and said, "Do you believe in the Son of God?" The blind man replied, "And who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him?" He believed, yet he did not know the Lord Jesus. Then the Lord said to him, "You have both seen him, and he is the one who is speaking with you." Then the blind man declared, "Lord, I believe," and he worshipped him. He believed that the man Jesus is the Son of God. Thus the blind man not only received his sight, but he himself was received by the Lord Jesus. This means that the Lord, as a shepherd, entered the sheepfold, saw little blind sheep, opened his eyes, and then let that sheep out of the sheepfold. In one sense, the sheep was cast out. In another sense, the Lord let him out. The Pharisees cast him out, but the Lord Jesus carried him out. The Lord did not carry him out of hell, but out of the sheepfold. As we shall see more in the next message, the sheepfold was Judaism, the law-keeping religion. The blind man, like the blind and lame people on the porches in chapter 5, was kept on the law-keeping porch. Then the Lord Jesus came, not only as life, but also as a shepherd, to lead him out of the fold. The Lord is sovereign. Many of us were in a fold of religion. Perhaps you were there as one who was lame. We all were on that porch. Thank the Lord Jesus for his sovereignty. He came as life to heal our blind eyes and as a shepherd to lead us out of the fold.